From the desk of the president of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. Newborn Hope. Who likes to go to the hospital? It's a place for the seriously ill or injured. It's a place where invasive surgeries are performed and patients are closely monitored in intensive care units. Yet there's one place in the hospital where the atmosphere is entirely different. People like going there. There are balloons, bright colors, and often large windows through which family and friends can see the youngest patients. The birthing center and nursery are filled with joy over the arrival of each baby. Parents cradle their newborn son or daughter for a moment, at least, and forget about the previous sleepless night and the pressures of work, political turmoil around the world, and all the other problems of life as they marvel over the gift God has provided. As Psalm 127, verse 3 says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward." Mom and Dad pray their newborn will avoid the mistakes they have made. They dream of a bright future and imagine what their child may accomplish. They eagerly share the news of their new family member. The Old Testament believer Lamech felt much the same way. As we read in Genesis 5, when Lamech had lived 182 years, he fathered a son and called his name Noah, saying, "Out of the ground that the Lord has cursed, this one shall bring us relief from our work and from the painful toil of our hands." Verses 28 and 29. This new father certainly rejoiced in his son's birth and looked forward to raising him and watching him grow into adulthood. But perhaps he was also thinking of something much greater. The painful toil of life on earth was due to Adam's sin. But God had promised the seed of the woman he would break the power of sin and give new life to a world born in Adam's image. Believers from Adam and Eve on found their greatest hope in the promise of this Savior. Every birth reminded them of the promise. Lamech may well have hoped that Noah was the comforter that they had long been anticipating. And in a way, he was. God used Noah as his agent to preserve life on the ark when he destroyed the world with the flood. Yet Noah was not the one who would win eternal life for all people. Noah is called righteous not because of his own holiness, but because of his faith in God's promise. The births of our children and grandchildren are sources of joy, not just because of who they are and what they might do with their futures, but especially because of the hope we have for them and ourselves in the birth of God's Son. The baby born in Bethlehem is greater than Noah, who avoided all the failings of which we are guilty and lived a sinless life in our place. He has given us the most wonderful relief from our toil by taking on himself the burden of our sins and paying the penalty in full on the cross. In baptism, he has rescued us from the destruction coming at the end of time. As it says in 1 Peter 3, "In the days of Noah, 8 persons were brought safely through water. Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." Verses 20 and 21. Whether or not we ever set foot in a hospital, we are surrounded by pain and suffering brought into life by sin. It wears us down. It is discouraging. It is terrifying to think of the condemnation which is rightfully ours. All the lights, parties, and non-stop activity of the world can do nothing to provide relief. But when you are tired, worried, and feel hopeless, there is a place to go. In Advent and Christmas services, in family devotions, and in quality times with just you and the Lord, go to the nursery at Bethlehem and rejoice in your newborn Savior. This article was written by Michael Eichstedt, pastor of Messiah Lutheran Church in Hales Corners and president of the Church of the Lutheran Confession.